Looks like we're going to the moon sooner than you think. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. A space exploration startup called Moon Express has officially become the very first commercial venture to get FAA approval to travel beyond the Earth's orbit. That's huge news. Now, the CEO of Moon Express, Naveen Jain, joined the Wall Street Journal, expanding on the specific FAA approval.
So this is the first time the U.S. government has given a permission for any company to leave Earth orbit. In fact, the only people who have ever gone to the moon are three superpowers. So not only we become the first company ever to land on the moon, we actually become the fourth superpower. And it won't be UK, it won't be Germany, it won't be France, it'll be a group of entrepreneurs who are doing it. And to me, really, landing on the moon is not just about landing on the moon. It's symbolic of what a small group of entrepreneurs are capable of doing. So imagine, what is your moonshot if an immigrant who came to this country with absolutely nothing and land on the moon, would you go out and cure cancer? Would you go out and find a cure for Zika? What is your moonshot? First of all, this has never been done. So there was no regulatory framework. There was absolutely no agency that was, chartered to give you an approval. But every agency within their charter had a reason to say no. So from State Department to NSA to NASA to you go through every agency, they all say there are reasons why they could say no. But even if you were to satisfy everything, they still couldn't say yes. So we went to the White House and they had this interdepartment meeting and they were able to give the permission to us. And the main thing really was that how does the United States comply with the Outer Space Treaty, which was really designed for between the countries. So now suddenly a small company has to be treated like a country and they have to go figure out how the non-interference would work. So the two things they asked us to do. One was obviously not contaminating a moon or not contaminating Earth by bringing back some of the stuff that could come from the moon. Second thing was is to really requesting, because they really can't ask, is to not to step on the heritage site like the footprints of the Neil Armstrong. Sure. But beauty is, we asked them for exactly the same thing reciprocally, which is, please do not interfere with our mission. So when we land there, that's our heritage site. Not only the United States should not interfere, they should not allow anyone else to interfere. So if China wants to go do something there, we have a might of the United States to say you cannot interfere.
Realistically, launching the spacecraft won't be easy, and Moon Express could very well have its work cut out for it.
The beauty of the whole thing is that if you think about entrepreneurs, they do things in a very innovative way. So you look at Elon Musk, he's able to build a reusable rocket. And what we have done very innovatively is that we are using a rocket that costs under $5 million. First of all, the technology is making it possible. So exponential technology is, you know, the same thing that's making the iPhones cheaper, faster, and thinner is exactly what's making this our lander smaller, faster, cheaper. So in some sense, our whole mission to the moon is going to be under $10 million.
And when the moon becomes the limit, the possibilities here seem endless.
Think about it, right? And just to rephrase John F. Kennedy, we chose to go to the moon not because it's easy, because it's a good business. It's a good business because there are quadrillions of worth of minerals, whether you look at platinum-grade material, you look at rare earth elements, you look at helium-3, and more than anything else, you have the water there. That means we can create the fuel depot on the moon. And, you know, even if you just bring the moon rocks, you don't have to give someone you love a diamond. If you love her enough, you give her the moon.
Really exciting time for technology. For more, you can check out WSJ.com. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.